good morning and welcome to another Year of Voice. As always, I am your host, Bobby, and this morning we are joined by a very special guest, very interesting guest, Ronald Wineland. He is author of the book 2008, God's Final Witness. Ronald, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing great.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. Let's talk first about the book, and it's called 2008, God's Final Witness, your second book, if I'm not mistaken, on at least this particular topic. Talk a little bit about what the book's about.
It is more specific than the first book that was written 2.5 years ago, came out 2.5 years ago, I should say, entitled The Prophesied in Time. This book is a follow-up to that. It's more specific, obviously, by even the title, the date. It zeroes in on the things that are going to begin happening here in the United States and around the world in a period of time that's called the Great Tribulation, which lasts for 3.5 years. And it specifies, it gets very detailed in some of those things and helps people to understand what is happening when it begins in 2008.
And so, where did the year 2008 come from, I think would be the first obvious question.
Oh, people are not accustomed to this. Primarily because there hasn't been such a thing on earth for about 2,000 years since Jesus Christ was here, and before that it was about 450 years before that. But before something of a major, in a major way, happens on the earth, God always sends his prophets, and I am a prophet.
Okay, and so now, when at the start of the book, there's a lot of stuff that you talk about, and you talk about how things like Hurricane Katrina is something that, I think the exact words you used, I'm trying to bring up my notes here, the exact words you said were, the greatest natural devastation in U.S. history, and there's not enough time to rebuild it before this age of man comes to an end. So do you really think as a country and as man that we will not be able to rebuild New Orleans and that the end is so soon that just can't be done?
That's exactly right. That's how close we are. That's why I've gotten very specific in the book about the timing and so forth, because we don't have time, there's not time to rebuild New Orleans at all. That's how quick these things are going to happen. We will not have a president take office in 2009. That's how bad it is.
Okay, and so you talk about before a lot of people who attempted to predict the end of time were wrong, and that the difference now is that things have already begun. Can you explain further, if you could, what exactly you mean by things have begun and how things have already kind of set themselves in motion?
Well, this is probably the most difficult for people to perceive. That's why most are not going to really grasp what takes place until things happen in a very great way throughout the following year, especially in the spring of 2008 when things begin to happen in a very powerful way in this country. But again, it's something that has to do with the Book of Revelation, the seals. God made it very clear that the Book of Revelation, a lot of people think that when John wrote it that he understood it, and everybody who ever reads the Book of Revelation, especially if they are religious, quote-unquote, that they can understand what's written there. It was never meant to be understood until the very end. Mm-hmm. And even the book of Daniel, God told Daniel, Daniel wanted to know what he'd just written. He didn't even know what he wrote, and he asked God, what does it all mean? When does this happen? And he said, Daniel, it's not for you to know the time and the season that this happens. Mm-hmm. He said, shut up the book. It's for the time of the end. Even Jesus Christ, when the disciples asked him, he said, it's not to know the time, the day, or the hour. He says, only my Father knows. So even at that time, even Jesus Christ still didn't know. Hmm. But it says in Revelation that there is one who is worthy to open the seals at the end time, and that is Jesus Christ. And he knows then at that time when those things are, what will take place. And then God and Jesus Christ gives those things to his servants. And that's why they're being revealed now. Really, this book here is probably better described as a revelation of the Book of Revelation. A lot of people have always said they understand different things are going to happen, but there's mass confusion out there.
Uh-huh.
And just like Katrina, you know, when Katrina came along, there were a lot of people, especially religious leaders, got on the bandwagon and started talking about why it happened there and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. And this is a thing that's happened through the ages when there's been a world war, great wars, great calamities. People say, oh, the end is here, the end has come. It's been the age-old thing. Well, we just happen to be there now. We are at that time, and that's why this book has been written. It's come out a year in advance so that people can have a forewarning and understand that there is a voice, that there is something they can rely upon, because there's no way that a human being can foretell these kinds of things so minutely unless it comes from God. It is about God.
So, and that kind of segues into my next question, which is, you know, what makes now different? What, like you said, there's been people all a long time saying, you know, this is the time. I mean, there's been horrendous things that have happened. It's got to be now. What makes you look at right now and the way things have gone right now and say this is the time when things are actually starting? What makes you say that?
Well, because it just happens to be this is the end of the period of time that God gave mankind to have his own religions, governments, and so forth on earth, so that man could learn the greatest lesson to ever be learned in a relationship with God, is that man cannot rule himself, man cannot govern himself. He can try every kind of religion, every kind of government. All have failed. The United Nations is the epitome of that. It's a farce. Man cannot govern himself. Only God can if we yield ourselves to live that way of life. And under one government. That's why at the end of this 3.5 years of tribulation, God does establish a government on earth. It is when Jesus Christ comes to be a king of the earth for 1,000 years, as it says in Revelation. And, you know, this is this just happens to be the end of a period of time of 6,000 years that God gave man. The next 1,000 is God's time. And God has not worked over the last 6,000 years trying to reveal himself to human beings to give them all the truth of his way of life. He has worked with a few people. He's worked with a nation of people to give them the law. And the whole purpose of that was to show that man can't live that way when they're given the law. Judah, Israel couldn't do it. And then the church came along. And that's when it began in a small way as far as beginning to live a certain way of life. But all that is for preparation for this government that's coming. So we are at the end of 6,000 years. You think, why in all of time did man not have the ability to come up with a kind of technology? Why just in the last 100 years have we had such an escalation, and it's like a door was opened up, the floodgates? And the reason being is, if it had happened 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, man would have destroyed himself or annihilated himself before this. In other words, God would have had to intervene to prevent that a long time ago. But God promised that there would be 6,000 years of man's self-rule. And that's why we've had this last 100 years. That's really what we come up to, is a point in time where God intervenes at the very end of this 3.5 years to prevent annihilation. We have the ability with our nuclear weapons to destroy this world several times over.
So you say that God gave us 6,000 years. So why have people in the past predicted the end of man at times that wouldn't have equaled out to 6,000 years? Is there a debate on when the start of the 6,000 years began?
You know
what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who have predicted it before.
It's because there's one something very, very simple throughout the scriptures. And God says, if somebody says something and it doesn't come to pass, and they claim to be religious, they claim to be speaking the things of God, and it doesn't come to pass, they're just a false prophet. And that's just a reality. There have been a lot of false prophets throughout time. There have been a lot of religious people, quote-unquote, that are not religious. That's what this book addresses as well, which is a little uncomfortable for some, but it addresses the three major religions of people who are the descendants of the God of Abraham, of Islam, Judaism, and traditional Christianity. All three are wrong, and God's going to correct them all. That's where we are. When Jesus Christ came along 2,000 years ago, he condemned every part of Judaism. He condemned their beliefs. Only one individual did he not condemn that he upheld, and that was John the Baptist. The same thing is true today. People think, you know, they use the name of God. They like to speak about Moses and David back then. Today, people like to talk about Christ and quote scriptures and so forth. But it isn't what God gave. It isn't the truth. And so God's going to correct that.
Well, let me ask you a question then, because I've got to ask this if I feel like I'm doing my job right. What if we, 2008 comes and goes, and it is not the end of the world? What do you say then to the people that were seeing you before?
Oh, there's only one answer. I'd be a false prophet.
But what do you do? I mean, because you're obviously someone who's giving your life to God. So if something like that happens, what do you do? I mean, how do you go on after that? Is what I'm saying, I guess. And I don't mean.
I appreciate what you're saying.
It's hard to word that and make it sound right.
No, I appreciate
what I'm saying.
I appreciate totally what you're saying. It would just be a reality of a false prophet. It would be an individual who'd have to say, "Hey, everything was wrong. It's not right." But you know, that's the least of my concerns right now, because it's true and it's coming to pass.
You wouldn't lose. I guess my question would be: would you lose faith, or would you still believe that maybe I just miscalculated something or something?
You're asking something that is not possible, and I don't know how to explain that.
I guess, and I respect that. That makes sense. All right, Ronald, we got to take a short break. Can you hold on for
us?
Thanks so much. All right, we are joined by Ronald Wineland, author of the book 2008, God's Final Witness. If you have any questions, feel free to send us an email, supertalk@eoni.com. Please put your voice in the subject line. And we are back. We are joined by Ron Wineland, author of the book 2008, God's Final Witness. If you would like to join us, supertalk@eoni.com. Please put your voice in the subject line. Ron, thank you again for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And now, one of the things that I kind of got from the book that I'm kind of feeling like maybe I misinterpreted when I started reading the book is that I got the impression that because of some of the events that have taken place recently, that kind of led to the fact, or is pointing more so to the fact that the return is imminent and it's going to be done here soon. Am I right in saying that, or am I off?
Oh, sure. Yes, that's true. There are a lot of things that are prophetic that have been happening over several years here, even the last few decades, building up more and more, like a crescendo, getting ready to explode. And before I continue on, before I forget it, I'd like to put one plug in for the book that people can go and get it at a bookstore, but there's no sense in that. They can go to our website, endtime2008.com, and we'll send it out free.
Okay, now how do you send it? It's endtime?
Yes, endtime2008.com.
And if it's all right with you, we'll put a link on our website for
you. Oh, great.
You
bet.
Yeah, so now go on about it. You can get the book free there?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. All right.
Worldwide.
Oh, wow. Now, why that? I mean, I guess why we're talking about it, why make the book free? Just so it gets the word out?
Yeah, so we can distribute it quicker. We're not trying to make any money off this. A lot of people, when they put out things like that, they say, well, it's being done for money. Mm-hmm. There's no money being made in this at all. It's just to get it out free so people will have the information they need.
Oh, wow. Well, that's very nice of you. Okay, so we were talking again about the bleak time,
yes.
You know, how times are scary and that sort of thing. But I've got to ask, hasn't there been bleaker times in civilization than right now? Or do you believe at this moment in time
no,
we're at some
we,
of the bleakest?
We are at the, it's described throughout the Bible. You know, all the prophecies throughout the Bible, a lot of people don't realize that so much has been written prophetically in Scripture about this end time. It really all gears toward this particular period of time. Most of what's written in prophecy, nearly 90% of it, of a quarter of the Bible, is about this time right now, and that's a lot. So anyway, it's gearing up to things that are going to begin happening first and foremost in the United States and Great Britain, which includes Canada, Australia, New Zealand as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to be the first to begin that are going to reap or receive the first four what's called trumpet plagues of the seventh seal over the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to start taking place in 2008. And it's a period of time, about 6 months, where this nation comes to its demise. And some of the things that have happened, to back up here a little bit, leading up to this, actually 9/11 was a type of forewarning. It was actually the opening of the sixth seal of the book of Revelation. We've already had six seals that have been opened up, and people are not aware of these things because so much of it had to do with, first of all, God's church and what was going to happen to his church, and people aren't aware of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's shifting towards what's going to happen in the world and what's specifically going to happen in this country. Our demise comes over that period of time where we actually have nuclear weapons go off on some major port cities, in the ports themselves, before the ships ever dock. And also there are some nukes that are already in some certain cities that are going to be unleashed at that particular time. It's all prophetic. What happened in 9/11? Two huge towers showing the greatness of this nation as people would come to New York, and those things that stood out there like they did, so powerful as far as the reflection icon of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's prophetic what happened to seven towers that came down, two of the large towers and the rest, and the desire that they had to strike at Washington, D.C., the Pentagon, first of all, and that last plane that crashed in Pennsylvania, they are certain it was headed toward Washington, D.C., the capital area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all a type of prophetic fulfillment that will take place 7 years after that point in time, basically of a time that's been given to us before these things come to fruition, but basically a foretelling of literally what's going to happen to the entire nation. We're going to fall. Our government's going to be struck. You know, there's an interesting article that came out. It's in WorldNet Daily. That's where I found it anyway. It's entitled America Unprepared for Likely Nuke Attack. And basically it is the result of a three-year study by the researchers at the Center for Mass Destruction Defense at the University of Georgia. It just came out. And they talk about what will happen if only four cities are hit.
There are
going to be more that are hit, and it shows that government, there will be no government. We will not be able to function, and that's exactly what's going to take place. And at that point in time, that's when Europe arises. There are going to be 10 nations that come out of Europe, not Western Europe, because they're going to fall as well, but out of Central and Eastern Europe that are going to arise. They're going to come out of the present EU. There are going to be some of those nations. And they're going to actually step in and fill the vacuum at that time. They're going to use military to do it. And they're going to prevent us from using any military that we might have left over, because there are going to be scraps of that. You know, there's some shows out right now that aren't too far off base. 24, also Jericho. These are not that far off base. When we are struck in major cities, we don't have the ability to govern ourselves anymore. We're in horrible shape. Our economy collapses. The world economy is actually going to collapse. The euro is going to replace it immediately. And it's after that period of time that even China and Russia, it says they're going to start preparing when Europe does what they do. China scurries and Russia together for a year and a month and a day, it talks about there, and they are going to prepare for a war, all-out war with Europe as well. And it is a nuclear war, and China is going to take, there are going to be some nations over there totally obliterated. India is in for a horrifying time because of what China is going to do to it. It's going to be nuclear war. It says that China and Russia together are going to destroy one-third of all the earth. It's a horrifying time that's coming. It is the worst of all times prophetically.
So I'm just going to back up here just a little bit. So you're telling me that with the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, I mean, literally the superpowers of the world as we, you know, the most powerful countries in the world,
yes,
as it stands right now, technology-wise, that sort of thing, is going to be attacked. Now, are we talking about like a holy war here, or are we just talking a straight war, on United States type deal where it starts there and comes?
Well, basically what happens is, because of the nuclear weapons that go off in this country when they use them, terrorism when it's used, it cripples us. We are not able to function anymore. And because there is a vacuum, that's when Europe is going to step in, and they're going to start a war, Europe is. And they're going to take care of things, a lot of things in the Middle East. They're going to sweep down through that part of the world as well. And they're not going to allow any more of the things that have been going on in Iraq and Iran. They're not going to hesitate in using power there. That's when China and Russia start coming together to go against Europe. But we are out of the picture. The United States, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand, we are totally out of the picture because these things happen to all these countries. We're out of it.
So now, where does all the information come from? I know that a while ago, or this is probably 10 years ago now, the Bible code was something that everybody was worried about, and it ended up, a lot of the stuff that was supposedly hugely predicted didn't end up happening from what I hear, but where does the information come from? Is it similar to something like that, or is it derived from other places?
Other place is God. You know, prophets, when they're sent out to foretell the things that are going to take place, when they're given inspired interpretation of what's already in the Bible, it's God just reveals it in the mind. That's how he communicates with human beings. Most of the prophets, that's how he communicated them, the apostles. So often, there may be an occasion here and there where he sent an angel to say something, but as a whole, he communicates to the mind through the Spirit. Not verbal, it's just in the mind. And that's what God has given to me. It's as clear as, the sun that comes up in the mornings. It can't be described unless a person's lived those things. But I am a prophet. I am actually one of the two end-time witnesses that will begin doing the greater work when the tribulation begins in 2008.
So what do you say to people that say that this isn't true? I've got to imagine there's people out there going,
I don't expect people to believe it. Everything that's ever been said as a whole through time, Nostradamus, the Bible code, all these things that are fables, fiction, people are skeptical, and that's understandable. That is exactly why this book has been written, so that when things start, they will know that this has to be true. This has to be from God. There's no way a human being could say these things and know these things unless it comes from God. And that's the whole purpose of it being written, so they'll know what to listen to, who to listen to, because everybody imaginable and every religion imaginable is going to jump on the bandwagon and start giving their reasons why these things are happening, and they're not going to be true in what they're saying.
So now I've got to ask you a question. If a family were to come to you and say, hey, we're thinking about having a child and, we're going to start a sort of family, is that thing, would you discourage that if the end is imminent? Would that be something that would not be a good idea?
Yes. This is not a time to start families, but people aren't going to as a whole believe this, because basically it says that man is going to continue to do until the very day it starts eating, drinking, marrying, and so forth. Life goes on. Why should people believe me? They can't. They don't have the capacity to until they have the evidence of things that start. But at least when they've had a forewarning and they've heard the story and they've heard some of this already, then they'll know where to go and they'll know what to listen to. Because there are two people coming on the scene that God says, in essence, that the people are going to begin listening. There are people in this nation that are going to begin responding. And God is going to help them come through this particular period of time that's up ahead of us. And that is the hope for individuals, that they begin responding and doing the things they need to do.
Now, you said you were one of two. Do you know who the other one is?
Yes, I do, but they cannot be revealed until the tribulation begins.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, wow.
The only reason I'm doing this now is because of the forewarning, because this has to be written so that people will know where to turn to when it starts happening. And that's
You'll be
why,
a busy guy if it starts happening, I've got to imagine, right?
That's exactly right. That's the whole, that's what God's plan.
All right, well, let's review once again. The name of the book is 2008, God's Final Witness. You've also written another book. What's the name of the other book, if you would?
The other book is A Prophesied End Time. Both are free on the website, by the way.
And the website again is?
Endtime2008.com.
And we will definitely put a link on our website to link our listeners to that. We thank you for coming on
thank
the
you.
Show, Ron.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great rest of your year.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.